This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The two-day Summit of the Americas concludes today in Monterrey, Mexico. As of last night, the United States, Canada, and Latin America were no closer to agreeing on how to improve the hemisphere's economy and security. President Bush met yesterday with Mexico's President Vicente Fox. The two leaders announced consensus on a blueprint for a radical immigration accord. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Monterrey.
It at least looked like old times for Presidents Bush and Fox. The once friendly leaders haven't talked much since the campaign against terror began in 2001. But at yesterday's summit, Mr. Fox reaffirmed the leaders' close friendship, and President Bush invited his counterpart to his Texas ranch for a weekend in March.
I hope it's a convenient date for you on your calendar, because we'd love to have you there.
Fox nodded his acceptance. Last year, he canceled a Texas trip. Relations have been chilly since Mexico refused to back the Iraq War. On more substantive matters, President Bush praised Mexicans who work in the U.S., even those living there illegally, and reiterated his proposal to offer them temporary work visas.
There is a deep human desire for a mother or a father to provide for his or her family. And that's how I view the motivations of good, decent Mexican citizens working in our country. And it seems like to me it makes sense to have laws that treat people with respect.
During questioning by reporters, Mr. Bush denied his plan is aimed at gaining Latino votes for his reelection. President Fox, who had earlier called the immigration plan not enough, came out in its defense. In another sign of warming relations, he also vigorously endorsed a trade deal at the center of President Bush's regional foreign policy.
We're totally in favor of the free trade agreement for the American continent, by all means. And we're working in favor and working actively so that it will be achieved as soon as possible.
That deal would eventually eliminate barriers to trade from Canada to Chile. Outside the summit, in a small city park, only a few hundred protesters had gathered to denounce free trade as a police helicopter circled overhead. Local press had predicted as many as 10,000 marchers. One Mexican man, Cesar Edan, was dressed in a Ku Klux Klan suit and waved in the air a less than respectful effigy of President Bush. I'm dressed like the Klan because it represents the hidden violence of the politicians who are trying to exterminate the populace through globalization, he said. Hyperbole aside, some Latin American leaders are resisting U.S. pressure to reach a quick deal on free trade. They argue the U.S. must remove unfair, massive farm subsidies before they'll reduce protective tariffs. That resistance is led by Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Hugo Chavez, the leftist president of Venezuela. Heating up tensions prior to this summit, the U.S. State Department accused Chavez of breeding instability in the region and hostility towards the states. On Sunday, Chavez responded on his weekly television address, speculating the U.S. is out to see him toppled. It's worth it to take me down, to have the military overthrow me, or to have me shot, he said sarcastically, since I'm the enemy of democracy. Take a look at where this message is coming from, he said. I'm going to Monterrey to name names. At the opening of this Summit of the Americas, Chavez did not have the chance to speak officially, but President Bush did, and he kept the pressure up on nations his administration sees as behaving less than democratically.
Our unity in support of democratic institutions, constitutional processes, and basic liberties gives hope and strength to those struggling to preserve their God-given rights, whether in Venezuela or Haiti or Bolivia.
Mr. Bush also blasted Cuban President Fidel Castro and once again called on all nations to work for a rapid change of government there. Some Latin leaders have not tried to hide their irritation at such strong language from the U.S. Last week, Argentine President Néstor Kirchner said the era of automatic cooperation with the U.S. was over after the State Department criticized his ties to Cuba. Latin America also appears determined to reject a U.S. proposal to isolate and punish corrupt governments in the hemisphere. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Monterrey, Mexico.